Hello and welcome to Glorious Living. I'm Kathy Duplantis and we have an exciting show for you today. I'm so glad you're watching. It will be amazing. You know, God really wants you to live a glorious life, and that's why we're gathered here today. Chrissy's always with me here on the program.
And Chrissy, I always love being with you, Miss Kathy.
Yeah, you're special.
Oh, thank you so much.
We're like the dynamic duo.
I love that. We are the dynamic duo. And you're here with us,
yes.
So we're excited to have you here. You know, so many people watch and explain how God is touching and changing their lives through JDM and all of the platforms, and especially this program.
That's right, and we have regulars that watch every single week.
All the time.
So
we love it
when you come back.
We do. We
and,
love
you know,
it.
It's important to share because it blesses other people. And this program format's a little different than other things
yes.
that we do here at Jesse Duplantis Ministries. Some things are mostly scripture-based and ministry teaching. This has a mixture of that plus great stories about people that we have interacted with, guests we bring on, and also stories from people that watch all over the world.
It's the whole enchilada. We have it all on Glorious Living. And we have a great, glorious story from Diana from Facebook.
Okay.
I read this and it talks about how the ministries impacted her own ministry.
Oh.
So it says, I recently was at my church to speak God's word. While I was there, someone said to me, I love your ministry. You speak the truth from your heart. Since then, I've been sharing God's word to the congregation and many changed from doubting to believing.
Mm.
Now the congregation grew from 35 to triple the amount of people.
Wow.
Thanks to God that I am partners with Jesse and Kathy Duplantis. I thank you, Jesse and Kathy, for teaching me to speak God's word for all to hear. I follow in Jesus' footsteps by following Jesse Duplantis Ministries. Thank you, God, and JDM. Well, thank you, Diana, because that is powerful. And look how her church increased from
the teaching
she's learning here.
And you know, when God teaches you something to you, it's not just for you. It's for other people, too.
That's right.
So we share what God has put in our hearts, and it blesses us.
Yes.
And it blesses others, and they get encouraged. And, it just keeps on going. It's like a ripple effect.
It is. It's contagious.
It's
our faith's contagious.
Yeah, it's supposed to keep going.
It is.
Amen.
It is. It goes and goes until he comes back, and then on to eternity.
Wouldn't that be great? And today, we have such a special guest that's doing that very thing. We're excited to welcome back Brittany Allen to Studio C. This is Brittany's third time on the program, and we love having her to share what God has placed upon her heart. Today, she's here to discuss her new position as Executive Director of Girls on the Run New Orleans. Its mission is to inspire girls to be joyful, healthy, and confident by creatively integrating running into their lives. Thanks, Brittany, for being back.
I'm so excited to be here.
It's great to always have you. So vibrant. You bring so much life when you come walking
in.
We love it. Thank you. I'm excited
to be here always. You guys are so much fun.
Thank you. We do have fun here.
Yeah. And those that are new to you may not realize that you're my spiritual granddaughter.
Yes.
She calls me Mimi Kathy.
I love that.
Mimi
Kathy. It's perfect. It's perfect.
Yeah, and we've been watching your journey for quite some time now, and this is a new shift for you.
It is.
And I'm so excited about it.
I am too. I think I've always said, we have it documented here, that I feel like peace is my calling, is my life work. And so when I had this opportunity to be a part of this organization and saw that the mission was not just about physical health for girls, but really making sure that they were whole,
yes.
you know, that's what peace is. It's wholeness.
Right.
And so if I can be a part of something that is helping girls to even recognize where they're lacking at a young age,
yes.
So therefore, they can know how to pursue wholeness. They can know how to speak wholeness into each other without, you know, having a competitive spirit or like looking at everyone as competition. I was like, I'm all in. Like, thank you, God, for this opportunity to share such, you know, such a wonderful, wonderful curriculum.
Mm-hmm. It really is.
Well, I love the fact that I think we were chatting just a bit before, and it reaches a lot of different age groups.
It does.
And it's so important for young women, young girls, to have great mentors in their life and be inspired and lifted up and encouraged. Mm-hmm. And I love what you're doing. I think you just did some kind of a marathon, didn't you?
We did. So we were a part of the Crescent City Classic, which is one of the largest 10Ks across the country. We were one of the charities that was honored for their Run For It program. So it was an opportunity for us to raise money for our organization, as well as let other people know about the wonderful work that we're doing in New Orleans and the surrounding areas.
Yeah.
And you know, I think your background, you have a degree in marketing, am I correct?
And communications,
communication as well. And boy, do you know how to communicate.
You got that down, girl.
But the fact that you didn't even know about this organization, it's been in our area for, well, like 10 years or something like that?
It's been, so our council will be 15 next year.
So, and it's a national organization?
And it's a national organization. The organization has been around for a little over 25 years.
And you knew nothing about it?
I knew nothing about it.
That's going to change. People are going to know about it because you have a great voice and you're going to share that.
Thank you. Yeah, when I saw the opportunity come across, I recognized this like almost holy discontent in my spirit, because I said, how is it that I am a born and raised New Orleans girl and I've never heard of this organization? Mm-hmm. I've worked with youth before. I've never heard of this organization. And so I was like, oh, we've got to change that. We've got to do something different, because we have too many young girls. We have to speak to the next generations, the generations that are coming, and we want to build them up. One of the things that our CEO has said, and I think this is really cool, she says that one of the goals, part of the, I guess, informal vision of Girls on the Run, is that the first woman president has gone through the Girls on the Run program, or a woman president has gone through the Girls on the Run program. And I like to think of that in a way of, we teach our children to be smart in school. We want them to excel, but we don't teach them how to be kind. We don't teach them. It's not something that is in the school system, that we teach children how to have empathy, how to look out for one another, how to be the best versions of themselves without feeling like they have to compete with the student next to them. And so having a program, it's called a Mastery Climate, where this is not a competitive program. It really is about being the best version of yourself. Mm-hmm. You're not competing with the other girls to see how fast you can run or how many more laps you can run. It's like, hey, if I did two today, I'm going to try to do three tomorrow, and I'm going to champion for myself, and I can trust that I have a team around me that's championing me as well. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a fantastic opportunity for girls to just grow with each other and within themselves.
Yeah. So. Well, you know what I liked about what you were sharing about how it crosses abilities as well. Not every child is a fantastic runner.
Right.
Everybody has to fit somewhere so that they can grow and mature. And this interaction with other girls are so important. Mm-hmm. You know how I had like five, we were five girls in my home. Mm-hmm. So it really made a difference in how I matured.
Yeah.
Because I mean, and even when we fought, we learned things. Because Mom always made us hug and kiss and make up, even though we pinched on the way out.
Yeah.
She might not know that.
Now she does, though.
Yeah, she watches it all the time. But, I mean, it's important to have that interaction. And I think you were saying how they don't have to just, whatever activity level they're in, they're welcome in this program.
Yeah.
They don't have to be a speed runner or a great athlete. Mm-mm. I love that part.
Yeah, we say, when we say that the name is Girls on the Run, run can mean anything from walk, crawl, stroll, scroll, whatever it is that you have to do to make it to the finish line, like, we support that.
Yes, That's great. Teaching them determination. It's teaching them to finish what they started. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes we just see girls start something and then they get intimidated.
Absolutely.
They get scared. That fear comes creeping in and they decide to quit. And then parents are like, well, they don't want to do it.
Right.
We're just going to, instead of actually teaching them. So what are the things that you're instilling in these girls besides running and doing all the physical things? You mentioned the kindness aspect. Can you share a little bit about emotional growth that you're doing?
Yeah. So the program is a 10-week program. The girls meet twice a week. It's a 90-minute session, and it's not just running. So we have like very intentional lessons that are built around, and it might start with the conversation. The girls might gather and it might be like, so tell me a time today that you felt great. And, you know, tell me a time today where you saw someone else feel great, or where you might have seen someone else need help. It's all like, there's lessons and activities that are all making them think about how they interact with each other throughout the day, how they're feeling throughout the day. And so then they have the lessons, they have the intro discussion, they have some activities in between. And then at the end, we come together and kind of wrap it all up, so that now you're making a connection from the experience that you had in the day or the week, and how you can maybe pivot your perspective of it, how you can look at it from another person's perspective, how you can help somebody else. If you see someone else that's struggling, that you have a responsibility as, you know, just being in this community to help those that are around you. So it's a really beautiful program. Like I said, we have people that are always like, oh, well, you know, we're not runners or we're not very athletic. And it's like, That's not what it's about. I promise you, you know, of course, the physical aspect is important because it is important for us to move our bodies. But it's also wonderful to learn that you can be concerned about or learn to be concerned about being active without feeling that that has to be in the context of a competitive sport.
Yes.
You know, so that's really a wonderful thing.
That is such a blessing that they have that outlet to be able to express. But some kids don't have that ability at home to really share, or they haven't been taught that, but you're taking on that role for them, which is beautiful. It really
and it's, it's really lovely too, because not only are the girls blessed by the program, but we have volunteer coaches. So every site has to have at least two coaches. These are women that are in their professional careers. Some are students that take this time to coach these girls. Some of them are educators. Some of them are connected to the sites where they might be teachers or something. But one of the things that's so cool to hear is that you hear the same things echoed from the coaches, these adult women, like, I wish I had a program like this when I was a girl. Or, man, I'm teaching these girls this lesson and it was applicable to me on my job. Like, I learned how to, you know, maybe work better with a coworker who I didn't understand and realized that, oh, maybe she's different. She's not my enemy. She's just different from me.
Yeah.
And so it's really, it's healing. It's healing all of us. Even the women, it's healing us, that girl part of us that might have, you know, had some experiences when we were younger that we didn't understand.
That's awesome.
I love the way you're connecting the generations like that. That's so important. You know, that's what the word teaches us to do, that the young women are to teach the older women are supposed to teach the younger. You're not old, but you're older than those little girls you're older.
Right.
So everybody can teach someone something. I just love it when I even see young girls help other younger girls.
Yes.
And a lot of schools are that way. My granddaughter's school is that way. They'll assign the older children to help the younger ones. And it teaches that empathy, like you talked about. The social graces are important as well, to be kind to each other. I love all of that. And that's all biblical-based things, of course.
It is.
But you're coming at it from a different secular direction. And I know God has used your experience as you've been an associate pastor at your dad's church, and a minister, youth leader. You've probably done almost every job at a local church. So you've had a lot of experience interacting with people, all different ages. And and in this position, of course, you interact with the adults, the parents, as well as the children. So I think that you've come from a place that God has just been preparing you for this season of your life.
For sure. it's a wonderful, it's really amazing when you see God connecting the dots of your life, where you're seeing your experience in one place and how it overlaps or how it contributes to another. And it's just going to that point about working with people. One of the core values of the organization is always assume positive intent. And when you're working in, it is. And when you're working in ministry and when you're working with, you know, obviously you want to be obedient to the Spirit of God, and you also are dealing with people. And so, like, one of the things that I've been constantly telling myself and those that I work with, my board and what have you, is, you know, people make decisions with the information that they have. A lot of the times it's easy for us to think that people want to be negative or want to be our enemies, right? We are the heroes and other people are the villains. And when we really think about it, a lot of the times people are just trying to make the best decision that they can with the information that they have. And so it's our jobs is to bring maybe more wisdom to it, more perspective. But if we assume positive intent, we also make room for the Holy Spirit to use us, to speak through us, to bring healing, to bring peace, to bring wholeness to it. And it's you just allow God to move instead of saying, like, oh, let me stay away from this person, or, you know, let me not deal with them. It's like, no, maybe you were anointed to help bring healing to this person.
I love that so much. Just assume positivity and bring it forth. And what I love about this is you're teaching them from such a young age, and they're actually breaking generational curses. So they can take that, what they've learned, and go into their own home, and whatever's going on, they can be the light no matter what age they are. You know, you can have a third grader go home and teach the mama something, or teach your daddy, grandma, whatever. And then it's bringing wholeness and unity to the family.
Absolutely.
That's so important.
I love that. You know, it takes such courage to take a different step like you did. It really does.
It does.
A lot of people get caught in the day-to-day grind, doing the same thing forever, and feel like, and it takes courage to take a step in a good direction, but it's different.
It's different, for sure. You know, one of the things that I'm learning the older I get, the more mature I get, is that there's such grace in the gray. When, you know, there's an opportunity as we're going, God is, and I think I've actually heard Brother Jesse say this often, that God is in, is really concerned about the journey more than the destination. And when we really focus on, like, Lord, you know, scripture tells us, Jesus told us to pray, like, for our daily bread. He wants to be with us in our daily steps. In every moment of our lives. Like, he's ministering, he's speaking all the time. And so it's been really cool as I grow to see, like, oh, God doesn't want to just give me the destination. He doesn't want to just show me the place to go. He wants to walk with me.
Beautiful.
He wants to show me, and he wants to show me him as I'm walking. We don't have to wait to experience him till we get to a place. It's in the daily decisions. It's in the, Lord, you know, even this morning, Lord, what am I going to wear today? What are we wearing on this show? It's acknowledging him in all of our ways. And the scripture says that he will direct our paths. And that has been such a beautiful, it's a beautiful way to experience the intimacy with God in your daily walk, considering him and all of those things.
I love that. You know, I was just thinking about how a lot of girls find themselves in a hard situation through no planning or fault of their own. They're in a maybe an abusive situation, and they're right in the middle of that. And you can speak life to that situation and bring, and we were talking on a previous program how important it is for when kids are in a bad situation to speak up and say something. So you're that camaraderie or that safe place that you develop for them gives them an opportunity to feel like they can speak up if they're encountering a hard situation, something that's out of their control. I know that must be so rewarding where you could see that ability to just lift that life that could have just been lost forever, but now has been rescued because of the strength that God has placed in your life, the supernatural wisdom that he's given you, and the peace. You know, speak in peace. Because there's so much turmoil in the world. And don't they need a voice of peace? Someone that represents the Prince of Peace. A godly young woman like you are to influence their lives. And I commend you for stepping into that new place. And doing it with such courage and boldness. I watched your Facebook site and I saw those pictures and I said, girl, are you doing something different? That's why I called out. I want to hear about it. I want our Glorious Living girl audience, I know they're men watch too, to see what you're doing and that courage to step out and do that and affect the lives of the next generation.
Amen. That's you were just speaking and I was reminded of a story, something that happened to me as a child that is important to understand that the voice of children. So this is crazy. I don't know if I've ever told you this. When I was like 10, my mom, my brother was playing baseball. It was after one of his baseball games. My mom and my brother and I went to Del Champs to go get a watermelon. And
that's
we were
a grocery
walking
store.
It's a grocery store.
I remember good old Del Champs.
It's no longer here.
New Orleans people know about
Del Champs. And so we were walking in, and I remember us walking down the sidewalk to get to the store. And there was a man behind us. And I kept looking because he felt really close, right? And so before we could get in the store, he robbed my mom. He pulled her purse down and, like, she was, like, bruised because he had pulled her from, you know, this was in the 90s, so the purses were hanging here. So he pulled her. And so she was robbed. The police came. They took statements from some people that saw in the parking lot. And then for like the next week, we were just terrified. Like, we went and stayed with some family members and friends because, you know, the information was out there. We didn't know what to expect. And so a week later, we were at summer camp and we were on a field trip. And we went to the Dollar Cinema. And we were in line to get our little refreshments. And I remember the man that was working behind the counter was like, oh, little girl, once I'm finished with the person ahead of you, like, you need to go to another line because I'm closing down. And I was so ticked. So I went to the next line. I had my little arms folded and I looked over to see who was this person that was in front of me that they're about to shut down the line. Y'all, why was it the man that robbed my mother? And so I freaked out. I went back into the theater and I told my camp counselor, the man that robbed my mom is here. And she was like, what? Are you sure? I said, yeah. And so they took me outside, still not necessarily knowing how much to believe of a child. Don't call the police, call your mama. So I called my mom at work. She was away from her desk. I told her coworker what happened. She called the police. The police came. They found him in the theater. It was him. He had had a previous record, and we had to go to the police station for them to take statements. And I remember the policeman telling my mom, what's amazing is that your kids were the ones that identified him, but we have no record. They didn't take a statement from them at the scene. Because, like, and why wouldn't they take them? They gave us so much information. And so to your point, you know, the empowering a child and understanding that children have perspective, children see, children know, and can identify. And just like that was a terrible thing that happened to us, the same way, though, that God can be in the mind of a child, and God can speak through a child, God can show himself, reveal himself through a child. And so it's so important for us to empower them to speak. Because they have the ability to speak life where we might not even see it. You know, Jesus told the children, come to me, like, do not turn them away. And Jesus does not turn us away. He's like, come, doesn't matter what you look like, doesn't matter your age. Like, I can speak to you and I can use you.
Ooh, that was great.
I love that.
So
and you were so courageous. Instead of screaming and crying, God, you've always been a bold, a bold girl.
I don't know if I'd be like running out with my popcorn. Man.
Yeah.
But you know, it was really, but even in that, you know, I had a strong foundation knowing who God was. Yeah. And so I was able to be calm. I was able to be courageous. God was able to use me in that moment because he knew he could, you know? And so I'm just grateful for having the foundation that allowed me to be courageous. And now I can help create the atmosphere and also empower other young women to do the same.
And God does speak to children. Mm-hmm. And it's important that we have people in our lives or in their lives that encourage them to realize they can hear from God. I was just thinking when you were telling that story about little Samuel, how he was serving in the temple with with the priests, and so God spoke to him because he couldn't speak to anyone else. And that priest told him, look, that's God. He thought it was the, Eli? What's his name?
I always get it confused between Elijah and Elijah.
I think it was Eli. And so he says, why don't you... he says, what did you say? He says, no, it wasn't me. I didn't say anything. It was three times in the night. Third time he says, just say, what do you want to, you know, speak, Lord? And so God does speak to children. And this was, and his, of course, was a great voice, the whole nation of Israel.
Right.
You know, and the Bible thing talks about how then not one word that he said, you know, hit the ground. It all came to pass. He was a true prophet of God. But whatever level of understanding that children have, God does speak to children.
That's
and
wonderful.
We need to encourage them to listen to that inner voice, to be obedient to that, and seek out someone that can help them to know, to navigate through that process.
Right. I mean, even David. Look at David. David was anointed at a young age. David went and killed Goliath when everybody else said it couldn't be done. And God used him as a child, as a young man. And so I think that it's important for us to create atmospheres where we listen to our children, hear what they have to say, try to see through their eyes because they are seeing, they're hearing, they're learning so much. And, you know, as much as it's our job to teach them, they can teach us and God will use them to teach us as well. Like I said, a lot of our coaches find themselves like in awe with the girls that we serve being like, wow, like you brought something to my perspective that as an adult woman, I haven't necessarily considered. And so it's really sweet. It's really amazing how we are pouring into one another. It's not a one-way street. It is happening on both sides.
That's right. And also, of course, Mary, the mother of Jesus, very young teenager, probably similar age to David when he stepped into his role and said, she said, be it unto me, even as you've said. You got to believe what God's speaking to you. And we have, that was a spiritual thing that God was doing to her, but God puts voices in our lives that help us, spur us on, stir us up to that next level. And that's what you're doing every single time you meet. What's the age group again that you're connected with?
We have two programs. Our first program is for girls 3 through 5. And then we have something that's a little bit more advanced dealing with the preteens, teens for the girls 6 through 8.
So it's that's grade school level.
Grade school level, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, so that way it's not necessarily about, we're able to have a more diverse program depending on kind of experiences and maturity levels with the grade schools. Because, like, for example, we're trying to work with a school that has a school for children with disabilities who might be on a lower level but might be a little bit more advanced in their age. So they can benefit from our program even though they're not 8 through 10 or 11 through 13.
Oh, man, that's wonderful.
So we get to still serve them because of their maturity level based off of the age grade level, excuse me.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
And so how often do y'all meet?
Twice a week.
Really?
Twice a week, and it's for 10 weeks. Nice. Yeah, so we do the program in the spring and in the fall, and at the conclusion of the season, we host a big 5K for the girls so that they can come and walk, run, stroll, skip, whatever it is that they want to do to the finish line. But it's a way to help them just feel accomplished. Before I got the position, I actually was able to participate in the 5K from the fall, and it was one of the most wonderful things to see those girls cross the finish line and the sense of pride that they had when they finished. Like, we were giving them medals. All the girls get a medal.
I love it.
And they were just so, you could just see like I did a hard thing.
That sense of accomplishment.
Oh my gosh. It was so beautiful. It was such a wonderful opportunity. Mm. So getting a chance now to host my own 5K this May, I'm very excited
about
it.
So let me ask you this. Can I stroll in that 5K if I want to?
You sure can.
Or maybe I should start training.
You're not a girl.
I know,
well,
but you can
have community partners. So we have community runners.
The workers go in there too?
Yeah, and also too, if you just want to support the organization or if you just like to run or walk,
you can come.
So you can go and register to be a runner, a participant, and be at the event. Yeah,
that's
so it's
going to
be a good time.
I need to start training.
Well, okay.
Kathy, we need to start. But what I just love sitting here watching you talk about this is the joy that's exuding out of you. You can tell that this is truly a calling, this season of your life, helping these children. And I know that same joy of the Lord is infusing them, giving them strength.
Yeah.
And those watching too, I believe, have been infused with that same supernatural joy and strength to take to their children and to really evaluate their family life. Am I sitting enough with my child? Am I watching too much on my phone and doing things that aren't productive? Am I really connecting with them on that deeper level? So I know that this program really made an impact on those watching.
Yeah.
So that's
awesome. I'm really excited. It's amazing. You know, I have a niece who's 8, and so she just turned 8. So she's very excited to be participating in the program in the fall because she'll be able to. She'll be in third grade. But I told her, I was like, hey, so over the summer, I told her this months ago, what do you think about coming and spending like a week with Tia? And when I tell you, every time I talk to that child, she is like, so yeah, and you know, we have our week coming up, you know, in the summer, and we're gonna do all of these things. And it's just so amazing to watch her grow and mature. Some of the things I hear her say, it's like, you little lady. They have so much to say. They have so much perspective, and they're watching so much more than we realize. And so it's important to get some feedback on what they're seeing, because sometimes you're like, oh my gosh, oh, is Tia always on her phone? Oh, okay, well, we're going to make sure that we're putting that away. And so I'm tuned in so I can hear you and see you and really see who God is leading you to be, because we have an amazing opportunity. I mean, it is a responsibility, but it is an amazing opportunity to pour into the lives of these babies, of these children, because we are shaping who they will become.
Amen.
Beautiful.
Amen.
Well, a next generation for Jesus.
Yeah. That's so good. Yeah. So true. Thank you so much for being here today.
Absolutely.
I believe that people that have been watching all this time, you know, there are many of you maybe at a transition in your life. Maybe God is leading you to step into that next courageous spot that He's calling you to do, whether it's working with children or some other, whatever it is. When you make a shift and a change, it takes courage to do that.
It does.
And you did that. And because of that, you're affecting other young women for the gospel as well as their lives, to be good mothers, sisters, you know, workers, whatever. And it really affects our whole community. And God really wants us to be a light, and He's calling us to reach all the generations, of course, but all the different areas of our community, whether they be in the school life, business life or whatever, and here we are, right? You're connecting with all of them through this great, great opportunity that you've had to be the director of Girls on the Run.
On the Run.
Or Walk or whatever you do. And I said, we're always running somewhere.
Right.
Yeah. We use that term loosely. I'm not running a lot lately, but
this is power walk.
Power running, girls. Yeah. Well, thank you again for being here. I know you'll come back and share what's going on in your life because we've enjoyed watching your journey.
Thank you.
You haven't put the peace thing aside forever. No. It was just on pause, but you speak peace everywhere you go.
You bring the peace.
Thank you for bringing it, bringing the joy, bringing the peace, bringing the love of Jesus.
Thank you so,
so
much.
Love you, Brittany.
Love
it's
you
great
guys.
Seeing you.
Thank
yes.
you.
Thank you so much for watching today. I hope you'll join me for another glorious living program because God has a great plan for your life. And every time we come together, I believe that God brings wisdom and insight that'll help you to go to that next level in your life. God bless you.